How are you tonight?
Just terrific as all, sweetheart.
On a recent evening, dozens of people file into a meeting room in the storefront of a Phoenix strip mall. This is the weekly meeting of the local Tea Party chapter, and tonight there's a guest speaker, Rusty Childress, a longtime activist against illegal immigration.
Tonight we want to talk about the S-744. It's a monstrosity.
S-744 is the 1,000-page-plus bipartisan immigration reform bill that's before the Senate. While it's expected to pass there, the biggest fight on immigration reform is likely to be in the House. And Childress is trying to drum up new allies to ensure its defeat. The crowd seems to share his outrage that the bill would offer what they believe is amnesty to people living in the country illegally. A woman in the audience raises her hand.
First of all, I want to know, why do you think they want to give away this country like this?
This spring, Childress and a small core of activists formed a coalition called Remember 1986. The name is a reference to the last major comprehensive immigration reform package that included amnesty for unauthorized immigrants.
And it didn't work last time. It was a sham.
Because illegal immigration didn't stop.
And right now we're demanding that this bill be thrown out. It's not a good enough bill to even amend at this point.
Childress says he's confident there'll be a repeat of what happened back in 2007 when right-wing pressure stymied an immigration deal in Congress.
I believe it'll be 2007 all over again as far as, you know, us, the grassroots, American people, demanding that this thing be shut down and melting down the phone lines in Washington.
The national immigration restrictionist group Numbers USA claims its membership is up and even more active compared to 2007. This time, the opposition has new allies, such as some computer programmers and engineers who object to an amendment that makes it even easier for companies to hire foreign high-tech workers. Stan Sorcher is with a union representing aerospace engineers in Seattle.
This is really just a way for the industry to bring in hundreds of thousands or millions of new workers who will accept lower wages and undermine the existing labor market for American workers.
So far, polling data reveal most Americans support some kind of immigration reform. But some people, like Alex Kasnovich, are quietly discovering they oppose the Senate bill on philosophical grounds as they read more about it. Kasnovich plays the piano after work on a recent evening with his 24-year-old son, Mark.
Hit it, Dad.
The elder Kasnovich learned to play the piano as a child in the former Soviet Union. He spent his adult life in Canada before immigrating legally to the U.S. Kasnovich became a U.S. citizen after a long process and doesn't like that the Senate bill includes a path to citizenship for people who came illegally.
It's just wrong to disregard when people do something that is against the law.
Kasnovich says the reason he came to America is because the laws are fair and apply to everyone.
When the government chooses to apply them arbitrarily, that looks like it's an erosion of freedom.
Instead of citizenship, Kasnovich says those immigrants who broke the law should get a path to legal permanent residency. His son Mark has the same complaints with the bill, but says he's reluctant to be vocal about it.
People are quick to assume that if someone doesn't support this bill, then you know, they're labeled as racists or bigots or things like that.
And he says he doesn't want to risk being misunderstood.
For me, it's not an issue of person's ethnicity or race, but it's just the principle. And it wouldn't matter to me what country they're illegally trying to immigrate from. I don't believe in illegal immigration.
The Kasnovich say they don't see a place for themselves in the current opposition movement to the bill, which tends to be more hostile to unauthorized immigrants than they are comfortable with. So as this fight continues, they'll likely be keeping their opinions quiet. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.